Good morning. This is Monica with Family First Care. How may I assist you?
Hi, Monica. Louis Piantone. How are you? You sent me all this paperwork this morning, back and sign stuff.
Yes. Hi. Good morning, Louis. How can I help you?
How are you today?
Good. Good. Thank you. And yourself?
I'm good. I just got a quick question about one of the questions on the application. It says upload the results of a PPD test. I have no idea what that is.
So that's a tuberculosis test. Have you gotten
it? Oh, is that what they call a tuberculosis test? Okay, yeah, I have that. All right.
Perfect. You got it done this year?
Yeah, I got it done on January 16th.
Perfect. Yeah, you can upload it there, or you can just send me a picture via text.
Okay, very good. Yep. Perfect.
So you're working on the application. Do you have any other questions on the rest of the requirements?
So far, no, I don't. Just that one. I just sent you a text message asking that question, but I called Kira because I thought she would know, but she didn't know the answer, so she should call you.
She's a different department. I want to ask you one question. Have you lived in Pennsylvania for 2 years or more?
Yes.
Okay, so for your 2-year residency proof, if you have any of like your old IDs, any expired ones, or you can also provide like a bank statement.
I took pictures of my lease. I was going to send that to you.
Yep.
Okay.
And then I need to clearly see that it's from the date of 2023 or older.
Okay. I signed that December 13th, 2024, and that's still current right now.
December 2024 to 5. It wouldn't be, no, because if it's December 2024 for 25, that would
Well, I have a mailing address that I use. I use the mailing address on my license. It's on my license as, you know, I don't get any mail going to where I live. So, I don't know if you want to.
Was your license issued in 2023 or older?
Yes.
Okay, so then we can use that as your 2-year residency proof. That's fine.
Okay. I thought I should have put down the apartment, you know, where I'm living at now, rather than, you know, my mailing address and my residence is different, because I don't want any mail coming to there, because I feel safer having going where it goes, so.
That's fine, no worries.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then, Louis, also, when you have some time, send me your 2 forms of ID, because I do need to submit a background check report. And I need your driver's license, your state ID, and your social to submit.
I took them both together. I took both together, and I took pictures of it. I didn't get to that part of sending you those documents yet. That's why I haven't sent them yet. But I have all that stuff already. I was just filling out the paperwork first, and then I was going to send all the attachments afterwards. So.
Perfect. Sounds good. So I'll try to reach out to you tomorrow, see if you submitted everything. If you're missing anything, then I'll touch base with you tomorrow to notify you. Does that sound
perfect.
Right?
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Have a good one, okay?
Yep, you also. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.